Surrey Hills,
Mossman,
Homebush,
Botany,
Cameray,
Kings Langley,
Greenwich,
Cronulla.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast.
Well, I wonder whether you've caught up with this news. It was detailed in the Saturday paper. Mike Seckham wrote the story. But charities could be stripped of their non-profit status for minor offences under new laws proposed by the Morrison government. Under the changes, minor legal breaches committed by a charity's members or supporters could see that charity lose its charitable status and therefore its preferential tax treatment. And at its most extreme, the critics say, of these new proposed legislation, it means that charities with thousands of members or hundreds of staff could lose that status, that tax status, if just one of those people was charged with something as minor as blocking a footpath. We read that some 200 charities are now in the process of drafting an open letter to the government about their deep concerns, on this proposed legislation. Our guest is David Crosby, Chief Executive of the Community Council, and we welcome him to the program. Hello, David.
Hi, Wendy, and hi, Robbie.
Give us a little bit of a background about these proposed changes and what they're going to mean.
Well, I think it's important to understand there's about 55,000 registered charities in Australia, and they employ about 1.3 million Australians. That's more than 11% of the workforce. So it's a very big sector. Mm. The government have decided that they have a problem with what they call activist charities that protest often about government policies. And they've taken a little-known governance standard in the regulations that the charity regulator enforces, and they've given it a lot more power. It was actually recommended that this particular recommendation be dropped in the last review. And it actually gives the power not only to do what Wendy was describing, where, you know, if a church group has a prayer vigil outside a refugee hotel, they'd be blocking the footpath, which is a summary offence, which means the charity regulator, the commissioner, could actually take enforcement action against that church group. It's worse than that. It's if they think there is going to be an action, so that you don't have to be found guilty of a summary offence. You don't even have to have committed the summary offence. The charity regulator can determine that there is the chance that a summary offence will occur.
This is entirely Orwellian by the way you describe it there, anyway.
It's bizarre. Every lawyer I read it to says, you've got to be kidding, they can't do that. Some lawyers are telling me it's completely unconstitutional. I think one of the problems here for the federal government is they want more action taken against protesters. Mm. And often state and territory governments, you know, the standard practice, or so I've heard, you probably wouldn't know either, Robbie and Wendy, but what happens when you're in a protest is you get taken down to the police station, they take your details, they talk about possibly charging you and sending you off. They often don't charge you because it would block their courts and provide a kind of platform for your protest. Mm. So what they're trying to do is create a kind of Trojan horse by using the charities regulator to say, we think a summary offence could be about to happen, and some people within this charity may be supporting that action, so we're taking enforcement action against the whole charity.
And another raft of this, I believe, is that if one charity takes the work of another and uses it, then both are liable.
Yeah. Well, they were concerned about, and quite legitimately, I mean, I should say, charities want to be accountable, and charities trade in trust and community engagement. And if a charity is regularly supporting law breaking, there is already powers for the ACNC commissioner to close them down.
Yep.
But they were concerned about groups supporting things like farm invasion that were doing it on Twitter and Facebook and in other ways. And so they wanted to be able to take action against the charities that were indirectly supporting those kinds of actions. Now, they changed the legislation so that farm invasion was a much more serious offence, yep. and I think they've addressed that problem. But, you know, what you're really talking about is they may have a very significant problem with a handful of charities they think are regularly engaging in unlawful activity that they can't close down properly. I don't know why then 55,000 registered charities across the country should have to suddenly comply with a whole new range of requirements to make sure that all their staff and supporters are never in a protest.
Well, we're with David Crosby, who's Chief Executive of the Community Council of for Australia. Now, tell us how this affects your membership. Who's under your umbrella there, David?
We've got 80 charities. We've got a whole lot of charities who, well, I think they're all concerned. But you were talking about regional radio. One of our members is the Community Broadcasting Association, where volunteers get their start in radio. Mm. And often, you know, on a Friday, they'll be broadcasting who's in the local footy team, but they'll also be broadcasting, you know, who's on the Lock the Gate roster this weekend on a farm where there might be, you know, some kind of protest action or vigil to prevent gas exploration or whatever it is. It doesn't mean they support that action or they're part of that action, but often because they're part of a local community, they'll broadcast information about a prayer vigil or about some kind of action that might involve a summary offence. So they would be seen as supporting unlawful activity and they would have their charitable status at risk.
Do we know, though, whether, I guess once the legislation is there as a possibility, you know, it's always, well, just that, a possibility. But do we know whether the intent from the government about this legislation is actually to go to those extreme lengths? I mean, that would seem like a, you know, a long way to go for a federal government.
You're exactly right, Robbie. Whenever we give these examples to the government, they say, oh, we wouldn't do that. We would never do that. That wouldn't be something that we would do. Then don't put the legislation in place. Mm. You know, what's the problem you're trying to fix here? And why can't you just fix that problem rather than imposing these new draconian requirements on 55,000 charities?
Mm. So we should say that, you know, these charities, obviously it's a broad church. I mean, it includes the churches, but, you know, lots. I mean, my husband's with the Surf Rider Foundation of Australia. He's the former chair there. They you know, try to be very careful about endorsing any political candidates. But, yes, they have been very involved in protests about, you know, the PEP 11, the gas rig off the coast. I guess that means for his organisation that any time anyone misbehaves at a protest, then the charity could lose its status.
But it's worse than that, Wendy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to misbehave. There just has to be the potential for misbehaviour.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be shown to have committed a summary offence. The commissioner can decide that there was a risk of a summary offence taking place.
And who is the commissioner?
The commissioner's Gary Johns. And there's a big backstory here, but Gary Johns was appointed to the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission when the government couldn't close it down. And he's an anti-charity campaigner.
He's an anti-charity campaigner and he's sitting at the top of the umbrella organisation for charities in Australia.
Yep.
Okay.
He's attacked many of the leading charities in the country prior to his appointment. He worked at the Institute of Public Affairs on a group called Charity Watch.
Mm.
The background here really is that charities wanted a regulator because we don't like charities doing the wrong thing. It gives our brand a bad name.
Mm.
The government tried to stop us having a regulator because some of the powerful church groups and others didn't want to be regulated. We managed to get a regulator up under the Labor government. When the Liberal government got in, they wanted to close it down. They couldn't get the numbers to close it down in Parliament, so they appointed an anti-charities campaigner to be the commissioner.
It's an extraordinary story, I've got to say, David, and we will keep very close to this and see where it goes. As Wendy mentioned, there's about 200 charities, am I right, who were representatives from those charities who are writing an open letter at this stage. So obviously there is a lot more to be said in the coming weeks.
I really appreciate your interest, Robbie and Wendy. And you know, I don't want to live in a country where we say that people involved in protests, you should, you know, any group they're connected to should lose their charitable status. Mm.
Okay, yeah. Look, a really interesting topic. Hey, yeah, David, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Robbie. Cheers. Thanks, Wendy.
David Crosby, who's the Chief Executive of the Community Council for Australia.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.